News Radio KMAN, it's in focus. Ben Jedlick with the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks. And if you've got anything that's, you know, seen commonly in the hunting area, you're wearing it today.
Yes.
You've got safety orange on.
Well, I missed Halloween. I wanted to be here for Halloween, and I missed that.
Oh, so you
that.
Came as a jack-o'-lantern.
That's right. And a week from today, tomorrow's Thanksgiving.
Tomorrow's Thanksgiving, yeah. Thanks for the update.
A week from today, deer season opens.
A week from today?
Yes.
Okay. And this is for?
Firearms deer season.
And because we've already started bow.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. It doesn't stop.
Seen some remarkable hunts out there. You know, I get on Facebook, a lot of friends, you know, posting what they get. And then, you know, you see some stories of some possible record-setting racks.
Well, this is the paradise. This is the paradise of all the state of Kansas and maybe parts of Nebraska and Oklahoma too. And that goes for deer hunting, bird hunting, fishing. There is no place there is more public property to access for all those activities.
And is that because of Tuttle Creek primarily?
Well, there's Tuttle Creek, there's Milford. There's Fort Riley.
Mm-hmm.
And Fort Riley,
elk,
yes, but that's kind of a lottery.
You have
to be a little bit lucky. And there, but, of course, everybody's lucky sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah.
There's no place else that has more public access areas.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes with a downside. We know what we've gone through this past year with Tuttle Creek.
Access is a challenge some places.
It was an access for challenge for boaters and fishermen. There was just too much water. But I think the fish liked that. And after 93, we had good fishing years. That was a good it was a good nursery condition in 93. Will that translate to it was a good nursery condition that produced great fishing in 95, 96. So do we have that? We may be that lucky again.
I've been seeing that there's a pretty good run on crappie fishing right now.
I've seen some great crappie fishing.
Yeah.
And you can access a lot of right now. The outlet area is still under construction, but that area is producing crappie there. I haven't seen too much in a river pond, but that would be another place.
Okay.
And of course, crappie the greatest time for crappie fishing is, I used to say tax day, but April 1st to May 15th. It used to be April 15th to May 1st, or May 15th. And it starts a little earlier. You need to go clear up on the – farther up on the lake. But there's other places, too, where the water warms up a little sooner.
You know, when I was really kind of following – being an avid fisherman myself back in the 70s – Tuttle Creek had the reputation of being one of the finest crappie fishing locations in the nation. How does that stand today?
Well, it depends on the year. We had great crappie numbers, but the problem is on Tuttle Creek is we had an inflow of water. Imagine that.
Mm-hmm.
And when the water goes up 1 or 2 feet a day, that makes it conditions difficult.
Gotcha.
Milford's got good crappie fishing reports coming in now. And, of course, to go fishing, you're going to have a license.
Got to have a license.
And you know the bargain day is coming up. Black Friday, right?
Yeah.
Well, we've got bargains that last all year long.
Such as?
Well, you can get a hunting or fishing license for a year for $27.50. But the bargain is you can get a five-year license. You pay for four. You get the fifth year free.
Is that just a Black Friday thing, or is that just something that you always do now?
You know, Black Friday is going to be kind of – the weather is going to be tough.
Yeah.
And so you might have to put it off till Saturday
okay. And
go to a small business. You can buy this at any place that sells hunting and fishing licenses, and you can even do it online on Friday if you're in a real hurry to get a hunting or fishing license. The license also is a bargain because – it lasts 365 days. Now, kids are out of school, right?
Yeah.
And they kind of need puzzles. You like puzzles, don't you?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, well, I've got math puzzles. I brought math puzzles in.
Okay, hit me with some.
Well, how many days would a 5-year fishing license last? Would be 365.
365 times 5, but you would have within that 5 years 2 leap years.
Not always.
But you would have in the next 5 years, you would have 2 leap years.
Yes. So you get it. You get it now. You would have 2 leap years, and that that would be 1,827 days.
Gotcha.
And if you go fishing every day, it would.
Did you do this math in your head, or did you use a calculator?
I brought this in. I was going to stump you. If you made a sound when we were here, I said, "Well, I know how Dave likes puzzles and math, and that's a nickel."
You know I don't like
that's
math.
That's 6 cents. 6 cents a day. If you go fishing every day that 5 years, that's 6 cents a day. And it's a 33% discount from if you buy the 1-year license. If you go fishing with
how can
one,
you beat that?
It's almost 8 cents a day.
What? You know, you can give those. Can you give those as a Christmas
gift? Yes, absolutely.
There you are.
So you got the $27.50 for a hunting or fishing and that option, or the $102.50 option.
Think hard about that.
To get the 5-year license. Mm-hmm. So okay. There's your bargains.
Yeah.
That's Black Friday and Saturday. You could buy it on Saturday. When the weather gets nice, right before the game,
yep.
And you could go trout fishing before the game.
Where do you go trout fishing at? I've never gone trout fishing up there.
Well, right here at Willow Lake, mm-hmm. at below the dam, and also Fort Riley has Moon Lake
really?
Trout fishing.
Okay.
And you don't need anything else. You need a Kansas fishing license and a trout
permit.
A trout stamp permit, yes. For either one of those places, but you can go to Fort Riley. There's 29 ponds at Fort Riley, and all you need is a Kansas fishing license. If you choose to chase trout, you'll get and it's $14.50, gets a trout stamp or trout permit.
And if you go on Fort Riley, you have to have proper identification and
yes, there is, but there's no cost,
right.
No additional cost.
Right.
So you can fish those 29 sites at Fort Riley. For no additional cost, yes, Fort Riley has access hoops to jump through.
How's the deer population right now?
Well, it's kind of there's places where there's more deer. There's places where there's less, and that's really no change. Deer are kind of a family group, and so let's call it every 10 square miles, which is, 10 by 10, that's 100 square miles. You know, there's great differences between those areas. And so it's difficult to give you there's plenty of deer. And with the lake going down, if we get back to normal, mm-hmm. you may have heard that what happens after forest fires, that all that new growth produces a great wildlife habitat.
Gotcha.
And we'll get to see that, I think. It depends. We don't know what's going to happen in the future. But that new growth, the change on all that wildlife area that had been flooded all summer, in the next few years, that's probably going to produce great wildlife habitat.
Never seem to have enough time with you. We should change that sometime.
I appreciate being here. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for coming in and joining us, and we'll see you again here, I'm sure, before too long.
Okay.
All right. Ben Jedlicka with Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks has joined us here on KMAN's In Focus. Tomorrow we'll have a best of because it's Thanksgiving. Lots of fun. News Radio KMAN. Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick, and the game, or K-State basketball, beginning at 4:00.